Fallen Angels by Bernard Cornwell and Susanna Kells.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Death's kingdom is the night. When the church bell strikes the small hours, when the owls hunt, when the land is black with night, death reigns. They are the witching hours, when castle and cottage are closed against the dark, yet cannot stop the reaper who comes to grin his skull grin and give the gravedigger employment. At such an hour, on a night furious with storm, the Lady Campion Lazander woke into a nightmare. A scream woke her. She heard hooves on the gravel and a man shouting. His words were snatched to oblivion by the wind and rain that slashed dark at the castle's windows. Edna, the maid whose scream had jarred Campion awake, pounded on the door.
My lady! My lady!
I'm awake. Campion was already pulling a woolen gown over her nightclothes. Edna opened the door. She held a candle, and her face was as white as its wax.
He's bleeding, my lady. He fell.
Her voice was half sobbing, half scared. Has the doctor been sent for? Campion's voice was calm. She led the maid through the antechamber, out into the long corridor. Has he?
I don't know, my lady.